From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman says the FBI is investigating Russia's possible role in hacking his emails. It's a role that is being denied by a top Russian government official. After thousands of John Podesta's personal emails were hacked, WikiLeaks began releasing them on Friday. Meanwhile, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has denied Russia's involvement in the leaks. And in an interview with CNN in Moscow, Lavrov dismissed the claims as ridiculous, adding that it's flattering, of course, to get this kind of attention. Saudi Arabia says it will partially ease the blockade surrounding rebel-controlled areas of Yemen to evacuate people wounded in a deadly airstrike at a funeral during the weekend. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Saturday, airstrikes hit a funeral in Sana'a, killing 140 people and wounding more than 500. Nearly 7,000 people have been killed since the Saudi-led coalition began airstrikes 18 months ago. Most of the dead were civilians, mostly killed in airstrikes. And as the war appears to be escalating, the humanitarian situation has gone from alarming to desperate, says Chatham House Associate Fellow for Middle East and North Africa, Peter Salisbury.
It is getting worse and worse each and every day. Yemen faces a starvation crisis. There's a real danger that parts of Yemen, at least, will descend into famine in the very near future.
Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
A remote-controlled jihadist hobby plane rigged with hidden explosives killed two Kurdish fighters and injured two French special operations troops near Mosul, according to French and U.S. sources confirming on Wednesday. This is VOA News.